Hello, folks. Welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher again with you this morning, and I am looking out the window to a marvelous day in the state of Florida. Beautiful, 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 and it's springtime. The clock has changed, so we can go biking after work. Man, it can't get any better than that. I'm here with my good friend, Mr. Chris Heaven. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Great to have you in studio again.
Likewise.
Hey, I want to ask you a quick question before we get to the accolades to our sponsors. So you came in with something really, really cool. We're going to hold that off as a surprise, okay? It's a backpack, folks, and you got to have one of these. It's unbelievable. But anyway, I want to give a shout-out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support, and to Daniel Dye specifically for the Race to Stop Suicide. All over the country showing the Solar Fit colors. Last week. Gosh, we've been to Atlanta. We've been to Austin, Texas. This week we're up in Bristol, Tennessee on a dirt track. We cannot wait to see how it is. He's driving full-time through the Craftsman Truck Series for GMS Racing out of Statesville, North Carolina. We are very, very proud of him. Go, 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 Daniel. Anyway, we've got a very special guest with us today, Mr. Zane Harden. Zane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
It is so good to have you here. So I think you can hear Zane okay. We're actually doing this over a Zoom meeting so that we can see all the different products he has and stuff like this. But Zane, you have an interest and actually a real interest in renewable energy and sustainability. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, so I'm with Energy. Energy provides lightweight, modular, renewable and affordable solar power to consumers. We're a direct-to-consumer company selling portable power stations. So the easiest way to explain that is you take solar panels, send that energy into a box with a big battery, and then use that to power your essentials, whether it's refrigeration, lights, fans, computers, the list goes on. And you know, the best thing about it is it's portable. You can take it wherever you need to go.
And you're out there in the great state of Idaho, right?
Yes, up here in Idaho, you know, we've taken this power station to the most remote areas in the Frank Church Wilderness, and then all the way to down south in Florida or Puerto Rico. You know, it depends. Wherever the power needs to go, we'll take it there.
I've heard that you guys out there are pretty independent.
Yes, we are.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris Heaven's pretty independent guy, too, and I know I am, too. We love to take advantage of the sun's free energy and put it to work for us and for our customers. But some of the products that you handle, Zane, are very, very unique. You know, we do a lot of storage solutions along with our solar systems. Lots of times Tesla Powerwalls, sometimes LG products, all these different products. They're specifically made for larger storage units. But you have the ability with your unit to actually make it scalable. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so our power stations are designed with some simple design principles around modularity. So you've got the primary modules are the battery, so you can expand battery capacity. And then we've got modules to accept a variety of solar inputs. So if you need to expand your solar array and boost your solar charging, there's modules to expand that as well. And so you can pick the size of inverter you need, you can pick the size of the batteries you need, and build a power station that's really just built to meet your exact power needs. So you can get in at a reasonable price, and the system can grow with you as your power needs, you know, adapt. And the modular ecosystem just really lets the customer choose what they need, and they don't need to spend a dollar more than that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Chris, what do you think of that?
So we came across Energy. Should mention that it's INERGY, and energytech.com, TEK, is their website. So they have this product called the Flex, and it's a really apropos description of what they have, because as Zane mentioned, you know, they have an inverter, a console, you know, that has all of your receptacles on it and your 12-volt barrel ports and car ports and USB ports. But you can stack up the batteries underneath them. So they're 1,000 watt hours apiece. So with the Flex unit, you can put 5 batteries stacked up. So you're at 5,000 watt hours. And then you can horizontally chain them together as well. And you can get up over I think 96 batteries, correct, Zane, in a horizontal config?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to spend the money and buy 96 batteries, you can, and they'll work together. And at that point, you're definitely powering your whole home.
And then some, your whole...
Or three.
Yeah. We know for those that are kind of curious about why we're talking about batteries, we live in the great state of Florida, just like the great state of Idaho. We've got some potential issues. I mean, Idaho... Boy, you've got weather issues out there that can knock the grid out in a minute, don't you, Zane?
Yeah, snowstorms definitely. We've had a rough spring this year. We've got record snow in March. You know, I live out in the high desert plains, and I haven't seen this much snow. I mean, in my lifetime, I'm only 30 years old. So, but yeah, storms here have been rough, and we've all seen the storms across the country from. Hurricane season to droughts to fire seasons in Idaho are rough as well.
Yeah, so taking Idaho as an example, we have a storm, we have ice on the lines, the grid goes down, it's 21 degrees below zero, the wind is blowing. Now what? What do we do? How do we stay warm out there in Idaho without some type of a backup?
Yeah, without a backup, you better hope you've got a wood stove.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you know, you pull out the Flex Power Station, bring it in your home, and, you know, you can run heated blankets for an extended period of time. I use the Flex to power heated blankets out on a hunting camp, but a lot of customers, too, if you have a gas furnace, you can plug it into your furnace and just run the blower, and then you can heat your whole home with the Flex as well. On the other side of things, if you're... say it's fire season and the grid goes down, you bring the Flex in, run fans, lighting, small window air conditioners if you choose. It's really what's the most essential. Medical devices, a lot of people require CPAPs, oxygen concentrators.
That's when
the Flex comes into play.
You bring up a very, very important point there that a lot of people don't think about. And we're down here in Florida. We have a lot of these crazy little spots that start off the coast of Africa, and they get bigger and bigger, and the only people that really get excited are the news people. They're really happy because they've got something to talk about, the news people, but as it gets closer to the state of Florida, we all start getting a little bit more anxious, right? We don't know which direction this guy's going to go, but we know what we've had over the last, I don't know, what, 6 or 7 years? We've had, what, four?
Four good ones.
Four good hurricanes, yeah. And some of them came right through the Daytona Beach area. And, in fact, the beach in Daytona right now is a mess. I mean, the seawalls are down. Motels are closed indefinitely while they're trying to rebuild it. It's a serious thing. So we have to have some type of an energy supply when the grid goes down. But when you bring up the medical part of it, man, that's really big here in Florida because we've got a lot of elderly people.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of people, Zane, refer to Florida as God's waiting room.
Well, it's a great place to wait, let me tell you. but it is. It's serious. You know, the thing that's kind of mystified me forever is how, as humans, we always wait until just the last minute. It doesn't matter if it's going to buy plywood at a box store or a generator. Oh, just go out and buy a generator. Wrong. I mean, you can't even get in the parking lot. All the generators are gone. The plywood's gone. What makes us wait so long to take action?
I can throw two cents in.
Yeah, that's a good question. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I just think that on the whole, that our society is pretty distracted these days. They do not have a lot of awareness. So if you look at people, they've got their heads buried in their phones. They've got headphones on. So they're not really plugged into what's going on around them, and so then when it finally does get, you know, to a serious situation, they're like, oh my goodness, I need to do something. And I think that's just overall, it's the society we live in.
Yeah, in our case, we live like on a little barrier island over here, Zane, and when the wind gets to be, what is it, 45, Chris?
39.
When the wind gets to be 39 miles an hour, they actually close the bridges. So if you're on a barrier island and the wind starts picking up and you're in your home, you basically are captive there until the grid comes back up. So, you know, taking preemptive action just makes a whole lot of sense where we are.
Definitely. And having a portable power station, it doesn't have to be expensive, and it doesn't have to be looked at as just a prepping tool for when situations like that happen. It can be an accessory for the family to just go out camping and have power and go do fun things with. It's not something that has to sit out in the garage until disaster strikes. You know, it's a fun tool to have just in daily life. If you want to learn how solar works and put some solar panels out in your yard and charge up your battery and, you know, charge up your power tools, your weed whacker, whatever it might be, it can be a fun gadget for the family to use, not just a preparedness tool.
Yeah, I think another aspect that's really important for the stuff that Energy Tech has is it's not just modular in the sense of being able to add batteries. There are other modules that they have. So they have a UPS unit, so uninterruptible power supply. So anybody who's had, you know, some weather come through and it's destroyed their computer or other electronics knows that it's a good practice to put a UPS in between the grid and your valuable devices. So you can take one of these products from Energy Tech. You can put a UPS expansion pack on it. It does a couple things. Number one, it provides a rapid charge, so the wattage input is higher than just an external brick that you plug into the wall. Number two, you do get that UPS protection. So, I mean, again, we're a first world country, third world power grid, and anybody who has any electronics, especially here in Florida, knows the pain of having a storm go through and all of a sudden their TV's toast, their computer's toast, whatever the case may be. So a great use for their flex systems is turn into a UPS, you know, in whatever room you have all your electronics or most of your electronics, you can protect them. Then when the grid goes down, you have power for them in addition to that. So there's multiple usages for this type of product.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this, right? So the weather, we're prepared, right? We've got their energy products in our home. The weather goes bad, the grid goes bad, which can happen. It doesn't even have to be weather-related, right? It can happen any time,
right.
Okay? So now I pull out my trusty unit, and I plug everything in. But also, whatever I plug in there with this flex unit, I also have the protection against any kind of surges or anything like that, correct?
Well, the UPS module
UPS?
In itself, would,
yep.
Yeah, would provide you with some surge protection. But I'm going to let Zane talk about their partnership with a company called EMP Shield. So, you know, there's CME events, so that's like caused by a solar flare, and that can take out electronics. There's electromagnetic pulses, EMPs. There are weapons that generate EMPs, and then any nuclear explosion would be followed immediately by an EMP, and there's three different levels, E1, 2, 3. So Zane's company is partnered with this company called EMP Shield that have some hugely innovative stuff that protect your devices from EMPs and CMEs and lightning strikes. Comes with a $25,000 insurance policy on it. So Zane, I'll let you explain more of your partnership with EMP Shield.
Yeah. So EMP Shield, EMP is a topic that maybe not the general consumer is super familiar with, but we're all definitely familiar with lightning strikes. I think that's probably the best example to kind of paint this picture is, you know, if a lightning strikes like down right at your home and fries all your electronics, the circuit boards, like things inside the electronics are ruined and just will not work again. You got to replace them. So EMP Shield has built a module just for our power stations. We're the only power station partner with them. They've passed a level of different military standards to, you know, meet all the needs and protection for EMPs, lightning strikes, solar flares, etc. But having this connected to your system protects all of your electronics. So in the case of a disaster, whether it's a nuclear event or just a lightning strike at your home, if this system is tied into the flex power station, all of your electronics will be protected. And they will not be fried. Whereas your neighbor next door, his phone won't work, his TV, everything is going to be toast. You have to replace it completely. So it's not something you think about on a daily basis, but it's a very affordable module you can add to this power station and just have that extra insurance that all your electronics are going to be safe.
Boy, that's a big thing. Chris, this will even keep your beer cold, right, in the fridge?
I don't drink beer, and I especially don't drink Bud Light.
All right. Well, there's a disclosure for you right there. Well, folks, we're going to have to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll get back. We're going to talk in more depth about the importance of battery technology. And our friends will be right back.
See this? It's a generator for your home. Never needs gas, no moving parts, and it's quiet as a church mouse. Hurricane or power outage headed our way? No worries now. It's a solar generator for your home that works day and night and pays for itself through energy savings and tax credit. Hi, folks. This is Bill Gallagher with SolarFit. We're your Tesla-certified Powerwall installer, and the future is here. Give us a call today for all the details. 445-7606.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher with my friend Chris Heaven. Hey, Chris.
Good to be here, Bill.
Welcome back. And our new friend, Mr. Zane Harden from Idaho. Zane, before the break, you gave us a pretty good description of some of the components, but I understand that you've got another one called a Flex Tactical. What is that?
Yeah, Bill, the Flex Tactical is the latest and greatest. It's a product that derived from the Flex 1500. The U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Army caught wind of this product, and they said, you know, we need one of these, but we need it tougher. And so we were actually awarded two different contracts to build out this system to be waterproof, dustproof. We switched it from aluminum to steel housing. This is the most rugged, tough, durable power station on the market, bar none. I mean, everything else on the market is plastic. This is a steel housing. The latches each can support 1,500 pounds. This system can operate at negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, the list goes on. This is as rugged as it gets, and it's military spec.
I can see this on the back of a Humvee somewhere. We can't say where, right?
Yeah, somewhere.
No, I think it's exactly. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. Man, it has a whole bunch of ports. How many ports does this have? It looks like six or seven or five. I don't know.
Yeah, we've got six AC ports with a 1500 watt inverter, so you could use this to run things like refrigeration to charging anything you plug into the wall. Plug into this system. Six AC ports and a handful of DC ports as well.
Wow.
Yeah, two 12-volt barrel ports, two 12-volt car ports, two USB-C ports, two USB-A ports, six AC ports. But I want to mention something just because we test a ton of power stations, and we just put the Flex through its paces at length. And so the inverter is 1,500 watts, meaning that anything that consumes 1,500 watts or less, should be able to run off that inverter. Most of these power stations, Bill, they've got like a surge feature, which I'm sure you're aware of, that's typically about double. So it's a 1,500 watt inverter. It can burst up to 3,000 for a matter of seconds before it would trip any breakers, to keep your devices running. We plugged in an 1,875 watt hair dryer to the Flex and let it run and run and run, and we end up stopping the test because it wouldn't trip the breaker on this thing. So it's rated 1,500 watts. We ran it at closer to 1,800 watts was what the true draw was on it. So 300 watts over the inverter's capacity. Zane, being from Energy Tech, can't necessarily say that. But us, we test these things frequently. We can certainly tell you that it's the highest overperforming portable power station that we've laid hands on.
I could use everything but the hair dryer. I don't have any hair left. Years ago, that would have been a value. But, they draw, 1,800 watts, right?
1,875 is what it was rated for, but it pulled a consistent 1,760-ish on that. And, we've got a review video up. If you go to survivaldispatch.com and go to the recent videos, you can see the review there.
Well, to have all these awards from the Department of Energy and being selected, that's pretty special, Zane. You've got to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's been great to just continue the relationships with the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. Army. It's an honor to work with them and provide a product to the military to use in the field, and just be confident that no matter what they do to this system, throwing it on the back of a Humvee or some sort of 4x4 going through dust, rain, mud, snow, hail, this system will continue to provide power. I know they've top, you know, they're using it to recharge drones and things of that nature. But it's been a great partnership. And you know, another thing that's worth mentioning is, you know, we're one of the only power station companies with a fully staffed U.S. support team and sales team. You know, you go out there and buy a power station, and you know, your products break. You know, you knock it off your table, or you run it. We've had customers run over their power station with their pickup truck. You know, but you can call us. We're here in the U.S. Well, you know, we've got a great warranty, a great team to just back up all these systems and support everybody. And you know, you go anywhere else, and you're good luck making a call to China to get your warranty out of your power station.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's very hard to find phone numbers anywhere. You go on the internet and they've got all this information. Go ahead and hook up the chat channel. I've never had much luck with that. I don't know. I have to talk to somebody.
No, yeah. You go to energytech.com. The phone number is right at the top of the website. And there is a chat, too. That, you know, we've got staffed at all times for quick messages if you'd prefer that.
It's different if you're somebody manning it or womaning it, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but some of these, it's just really, really, especially if you've bought maybe something that you can't really go back and turn in. You're dependent on them to take care of it. So you guys have got an excellent reputation, and you know, we're very happy to be partnering with you and being able to offer this to our customers, because I think it's a great opportunity for people that didn't want whole home solar power to have something to give them protection.
Absolutely. It's important to be able to power the essentials. Most people in society today don't realize how reliant they are on the grid. The grid's super fragile and it's outdated, and you know, most people don't know that until it's too late. And they can't power their medical devices or all their food spoils in their freezer, and then they're really in a tough place. So it's been a great journey working with Energy and just like providing a solution for people.
Yeah, and you guys have your own kind of portable solar panels that come with it, right? They could stick the blanket outside, charge the system up.
Yeah, exactly. A little lightweight portable, you know, almost like a briefcase. They've got little handles. You just carry them and unfold them, put them in your yard, and you can be, you know, recharging and keeping all the essentials running 24/7.
Just a small detail I'd like to add, Bill, is that, like Zane mentioned, a lot of these, you know, devices, the support is overseas. And it seems that a common issue with many of them is the smartphone apps, so that you can connect to the power station and, you know, you can turn features on and off, monitor what the input and output is and all those sort of things. Energy have a super clean, very utilitarian smartphone app, which we appreciate because we test these things all the time. But you would know this being in the solar industry in particular. So somebody gets these solar panels, they hook them up to a flex station, and it's in the sun. Well, you can go to your phone and it'll tell you, you know, what the wattage is, what the charge is. You can see it on the panel as well. But you know as well as I do, moving a solar panel, a very little difference in angle, you know, could be a, you know, 110-watt solar panel, and it's only generating 20 watts, and you move it a couple inches, and bam, it's 80, 90 watts. Their total package is very user-friendly, and it just works. They don't try to do all these crazy, fancy things that some of these other foreign companies do, which then, in the end, nothing works. Right. You know, it's just got a lot of lipstick on it sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think the affordability is really special too for our customers, that maybe they just want the resilience. Maybe they just want the peace of mind of knowing, hey, if something goes down, I'm covered. So for very, very little money, they can invest in one of these systems and, you know, keep it. They can keep it charged, put a blanket out there, keep it charged. And, you know, if they don't use it for 2 years, so what? But if they need it for five times in 1 year, there you go, huh?
Yeah, Bill, you nailed it right on the head. You brought up a good point as far as how long do batteries last. A lot of people kind of worry about, you know, you set a battery on the shelf and next thing you know, it's just dead. You get one of these power stations, and if you just check on it once a year, if you're only using it when the grid goes down, this battery is, you know, rated to last over 3,000 cycles. And so kind of do the math backwards, you can easily get 10 years out of this battery. And beyond that, if you do cycle through your battery, you give us a call, you know, we'll give you a credit towards your battery and, you know, replace it with, you know, additional fee, but we'll give you a credit on the old one and give you a new one. And so there's no concern about the battery going kaputs, you know, if you just leave it on the shelf.
Yep, kind of like a trade-in, right? You get a little credit for putting it back in. And is this lithium iron phosphate? What's the material of the battery?
Yeah, so our most portable solution is lithium ion nickel manganese cobalt, so lithium NMC. And then we do have a lithium iron phosphate power station as well called the Kodiak X2.
Okay. So well, tell me about
the chemistry, if you have a preference. Yeah. One's what NMC is, lighter weight and more portable. Lithium iron is a little heavier, but it has a more cycle life. That's the easy trade-off to consider.
So talk us about the Kodiak.
Yeah, the Kodiak X2 is a all-in-one system. If you're not looking at modularity and interested in a big modular ecosystem where you plan on expanding to multiple batteries, multiple solar arrays, different inverters, you can get the Kodiak X2. It's just all-in-one box power station. A lot of the same design elements, you know, it's extremely rugged, you know, metal housing, simple interface, just plug and play. You basically turn it on, plug in your devices, and it's ready to go. The only difference is it's not modular, so you're not going to necessarily expand to huge battery capacity or solar arrays. You know, if you just have very simple power needs, it's a good solution.
And is that also chargeable through the solar blanket?
Yes, the same solar panels. Both power stations can accept almost every third-party solar panel out there if you don't want to use Energy solar panels or you already have some. There's a few voltage requirements to keep in mind, but most third-party panels are accepted by both power stations.
I like yours. I like the looks of those. Those are good-looking panels right there.
Yeah, the kickstands on them, they're just like compact, easy to use. That's just plug and play is the word. You just plug them in, point them at the sun, and you're done.
Well, folks, you're going to be able to soon purchase them through SolarFit. But up until that point, Zane, how can they reach you? How can they place an order and get started right away?
Yeah, go to energytech.com, energytech.com, and you'll see both power stations and all the solar panels available. If you'd rather talk to one of our U.S. customer support or sales team members, you might even get me on the phone if I'm helping out that day. You can call 877-891-2657, and you'll talk to someone in Utah or Idaho.
Okay, perfect. You know, I'm really impressed, Chris, on what you know about this. I'm just wondering, you know, you need to take a job out there. You can explain this thing so well.
And we have been buried in power stations. And these guys, they're the only ones we brought to you because they're that impressive.
Yeah, that is really impressive to pick the best of the best. And Zane, thank you so much for coming on. We're almost out of time, man. You guys do an awesome job, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Chris.
Folks, we're going to sign off for now. Chris, thanks for coming in, as always, here.
Thanks again, Bill.
And make sure you look up Energy and you give them a call out there because they've got just what you need. In a couple of weeks, we'll have them right on our shelf here. You can buy them direct from SolarFit. Going to sign off for now, folks. Let's wish Daniel good luck up there in Bristol, and we'll talk to you next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.